for that.
You can't get away with anything with our listeners.
It's okay. I apologize.
15:30. Four, two. Rolls that serve in. The backhand sim play inside in. Hammer blow from Sinner.
Yeah.
Absolute hammer blow.
That was surprising because he went for a very little second serve, 139 kilometers an hour. And then he was able just to hammer that forehand down the line, inside in. Great play, 30-all. Big play at a big moment to do that.
Would you believe it? Jasmine Paolini is in the women's doubles final.
Well, that's just amazing.
Alongside Sara Rani, she will contest. The last person to do that was Coco Gauff, remember? Came out on the wrong side of both, but reached both the singles and doubles final. What a 2 weeks she is having alongside her good friend Sara Errani. They won the doubles title in Rome in the lead up to this, and 6-1 in the deciding set. So congratulations to them. And the next semi-final follows that, and Coco Gauff features in the follow-up semi-final, Katerina Siniakova against Kravchuk and Dollarhide. So we'll see how that one plays out.
And another big play from Jannik Sinner, 30-year-old. Took some risk, went for that second serve wide at 30-all. That surprised Carlos Alcaraz. And now he's up 40-30. Game point to go up 5-2 in that third set.
Serves out, volleys, gets it. Wow. He's not full of energy. He's quite happy that he finished that point so he could sit down quite quickly. But he is the player who leads 5-2 in the third set after they've split the first two sets.
And 10 minutes ago, we were not able to say that, you know, that was going to be up 5-2. It was not looking good, struggling to walk, stretching his arm. Now he's getting a massage from the doctor on his legs, the right leg. Right quadriceps getting massaged. Right hamstring also.
Just getting as much work done as he possibly can. Incredible though for Jasmine Paolini. She'd never been past the second round here in the singles. And she's got a weekend of finals. And they're just calling out on court. So Dollarhide and Kravchuk, the 8th seeds, and Gauff and Siniakova, the 5th seeds. We'll keep you across everything. We've still got the final of the girls, the boys doubles wheelchair final, and Tautscher and Harris took the first at 7-5, and it's 3-all in the second, but they do have break points to go up 4-3. Blocked back, drifts long. This is Carlos Alcaraz serving to stay in the third set. Alcaraz gathers all the balls together, juggling three balls, discards one, twiddles the two, tucks one in the pocket, clears the clay from the baseline, bounces the ball with the left hand, leans forward, stops, reaches, rocks, tosses up the ball, and serves into the net. Sinner up to the baseline, put a little bit more pressure on the Spaniard. The serve goes into the body, and it worked. The pressure from the Italian worked.
But we feel like he does that because if he doesn't want to fight, you know, big points and just to put the ball in play, he wants to do something right from the second serve. Yeah, great play by Alcaraz. Great plus one forehand. Winners down the line.
Alcaraz, he has his same routine. All the balls possible. Discards one, discards two, There we go. The ball boys scurry back to their position. They know the habits of the players.
21 winners on the forehand side for Carlos Alcaraz.
There we go. That's upped itself from the first set when there were barely any.
Mm-hmm.
2-5, 30-15. Sinner stepping in again to put some pressure. He's inside the baseline. Takes it early with a backhand. Goes back behind Alcaraz. Draws the error. 30-all. Sinner is 2 points from taking a 2-1 lead. With a serve out wide, thundered back, but it misses the court altogether, and it's game point for the Spaniard and the third seed.
You see Juan Carlos Ferrero talking with some other part of the staff of Carlos Alcaraz.
Alcaraz winds up and serves out wide, the backhand to his feet, and the backhand through the centre of the court, inside out from Sinner, who's leathering these balls, takes a bit of the pace off Sinner, then bunts the backhand and misses. And he's going to ask the question of the Italian, who now has the opportunity to serve for a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, we saw that last backhand, and the last backhand miss from Sinner, that he didn't want the point to last longer. It was either a winner or a mistake. It's been a mistake as he went too hard, too deep.
Sort of a quite strangled cry of "Ale Yannick" as Yannick Sinner makes his way away from his towel. He has his box and the Presidential Tribune behind him. He's serving towards our commentary box end, which is five floors up, looking down onto the back of Carlos Alcaraz. 2.5 hours nearly played.
And new balls.
New balls, and 4 minutes past five in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Double fault.
It was hard to push on that second serve.
Number just starting to climb. There's 8 double faults in this match for Yannick Sinner. To 4 aces. Serve out wide. Serve and volley. Cushions the volley. The sliding Alcaraz cannot reach it.
Yeah. Yannick Sinner was super focused on that forehand volley winner. He was able to do very small preparation, and he pushed through with his legs. A few steps in the volley. Perfectly executed. 15-all. Is that first serve. About to serve the second. Go to the middle of the box. Short return.
From Alcaraz, who spins it cross court and he misses. He went for it. He saw the gap. He wasn't the most confident or comfortable approaches of Sinner, but he misses.
2 points away. Sinner for a 2-1 lead.
Five, 5-3, 30-15. Sinner thunders an ace down the tee for his fifth ace of the match.
Yeah. Yannick Sinner is making big plays in big moments right now. That's what puts him in that position. 2 set points. I'm going for a white serve.
set point.
That was it.
I mean, it was so wide. It sort of almost missed the court wide. Alcaraz standing so far back, we have to lean forward in our commentary box to see him. Serve down the tee. The backhand spins in play down the line. Through the middle of the court goes Sinner. Into the net goes Carlos Alcaraz. And that is a 2-1 lead for Jannik Sinner. He will take his rest. They will take a break. The trainer is back on to have a little chat with Jannik Sinner. So Yasmin Paolini is through to the singles and doubles finals. Now, just have a little listen to Yasmin Paolini. This was before she took the doubles court today. But one of your finalists that we're going to bring you commentary of tomorrow with the women's singles final at 3 o'clock. So here for you, one of the participants, as Sinner goes 2-1 up, Yasmin Paolini.
I'm, you know, really happy, really, really happy. And yeah, it's a great feeling to be in a Grand Slam final. I don't know, seems something impossible, you know, but it's true. So I'm really happy to be in this position. Yeah.
Have you ever imagined to be in a Grand Slam final when you are young, you are a child?
I don't know, that's a tough question. Of course, I was watching, you know, Grand Slam finals. I was watching the other Italians make it in finals and also won Grand Slams. But imagine that can be myself was tough. Of course, I wish it, but now it's something, you know, it's something crazy for me. I'm really happy, surprised, and yeah, that's the feeling right now.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Not quite for Sinner Alcaraz, definitely so for Yasmin Paolini, who will be contesting the singles final tomorrow from 3. We'll be with you from 11 o'clock tomorrow with the final of the women's wheelchair singles. Zhu against De Groot. De Groot, the top seed and the dominant force in women's wheelchair tennis. Then from 3 o'clock, we'll have Iga Swiatek against Yasmin Paolini. And then following that, we will have Arevalo and Pavic against Bellelli and Vavasori, the 9th against the 11th seeds to be crowned Roland Garros champion. So 3 finals on Philippe Chatrier. We'll bring all those to you. The trainer has left Jannik Sinner. The ice towel is on Carlos Alcaraz. And Antoine, how are you feeling about how we stand here now? 2-1 in favour of Jannik Sinner after 2.5 hours of play.
Well, we saw the trainer massaging the legs of Jannik Sinner again in the end of the third set. I feel like Jannik Sinner managed to, you know, to win that third set, and because he made very big plays, like, I mean, great choices and great execution in very important moments. But is he going to be able to keep doing that in that fourth set? That's another question. He still doesn't look pretty, you know, pretty well. Still struggling with some physical issues. We don't really know what it is. Maybe it's just cramps. It was in his arms, in his legs. So there, I'm a little bit concerned for the Italian, even though he's up 2-1.
Sort of murmur around the crowd as the serve is dumped into the net and the first point of set 4 goes the way of the Italian. Backhand from Sinner into the middle of the court, the forehand swung cross court. Alcaraz comes forward, but Sinner finds the net.
I'm looking about the state of Sinner after a big run like he did on that point, as we see the mark of his sliding very deep from the baseline on the right side of the court. It's okay, it looks okay. 15-all.
Serve out wide, too deep from Sinner, and Alcaraz will edge ahead. 30-15, first game, fourth set, 2.5 hours played. Zverev and Ruud waiting and prowling in the wings. Alcaraz serves, kicks up backhand on the stretch from Sinner, drop shot Alcaraz. Oh,
did it catch the line?
Absolute delight. Oh, yeah. No, hang on. Sinner wants Ivar Ozarenko-Moore to come and have a look at this. He's not sure.
He thinks it's good. It is good. And he apologizes. Once again, great sportsmanship from Yannick Sinner and Alcaraz. Both very nice players, both gentlemen.
Both phenomenal athletes and tennis players. Ace out wide from Alcaraz to wrap up game one of set 4-15.
And Yannick Sinner still walking a bit gingerly, as Gigi says.
Break the respective benches. A quick wipe of the towel for Alcaraz, who trots back past his friend, and a drink for Sinner.
But Sinner doesn't run back to the.
He's very sort of laid back, isn't he? Though he's kind of wandering around.
That's true.
He's got very long levers, arms and legs.
Levers, yeah, true. But like you said. Both great athletes. Yannick Sinner serve is down 1-0 on serve.
Chained ends and Sinner serves out wide. The forehand spins forehand down the line. The sliding slice cross court from Alcaraz. Inside out goes Sinner, who scampers back, but the ball flies past him. Ball girl and ball boy nearly collide. Danger averted. A well-oiled machine, the ball boys and ball girls. Serve down the tee, forehand spins, drops over, drags Sinner in. Sinner gets there, net found by Alcaraz.
I've been focused more on, on Yannick Sinner the last 30 minutes because I'm just observing how he reacts physically and how he is. But it feels like Carlos Alcaraz, is just doing his business. Even though he's down 2-1, he doesn't look like too worried. Looks confident.
There's been so many ups and downs in this contest. I mean, I think a lot of people are still wondering who's going to come out on top. Backhand down the line, forehand slap cross court, and a bigger slap from Sinner.
Yeah, he just cut, the trajectory of that last forehand from Alcaraz and went early to get the ball and went cross court. Just too good for Alcaraz. And 3 game points.
As a pigeon flies low into Philippe Chatrier and heads back up to the roof, and Sinner gets ready to reach up and serve. Kicks it out wide. Oh, hold to love. I haven't had one of those in a while. We've got one now. Sinner strides slowly and laconically back to his towel as Alcaraz twists the racket in his hand. And we're a game apiece, start of the fourth set. Radio Roland Garros at radio_RG. Stefan, Antoine and Gigi with you. Marcus and Eleanor to come with Zverev Ruud whenever they are coming out on court. But it will 100% be a followed by because it was a not before 5:30 and it's currently 5:15. Alcaraz serves out wide and misses. The shadow of the court from the pigeon that's flying low above and the pickup, the backhand scooped up from Alcaraz. Alcaraz backhand cross court, double-handed backhand deep into the backhand of Alcaraz. Redirected up the line from Sinner, cross court and deep on the forehand Alcaraz, who scoops backhand cross court, clip stop the net, goes wide.
Yeah, we are having a lot of these comments from you guys that are listening to us. Listening to the always exceptional commentary of Radio RG. Great match between Sinner and Alcaraz. One of those times when I wish they could both win.
Drop shot, the lob from Alcaraz. He gets it back. Can Alcaraz finish it off? Yes, he can. He was toying with his man.
Yeah. As Sinner walking very slowly towards the baseline, breathing heavily. Good drop shot from Alcaraz. Then overhead and then punish down the line with a big forehand. That's the Carlos Alcaraz area of the game. Great ace down the tee, 30-15, 206 kilometers an hour. The sixth ace for the Spanish guy.
A strangled cry of Carlos from the crowd, willing their man on, who needs to win this set or is out.
I just noticed that on that angle, if I just see the top of the Tour Eiffel right here, right through the window.
Can you?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, yes, he can. Look at that. The backhand, cross court, deep. The backhand down the line from Sinner. And forehand, flip cross court to the service line. Oh, the thunderous forehand. Somehow Alcaraz gets it back. Sinner's at the net. And Alcaraz cannot pass him.
Yeah. And Alcaraz still looks a little bit like in the first set when Sinner was not missing one shot. And when he was, you know, like dusting off the lines. Well, He's doing so right now on that last point. 30 all.
One all. Alcaraz first serve out wide. Forehand is netted on the slide. No expression or emotion from Sinner. He just walks across the baseline, gets back into position.
Trying to be ready for the next point. That's part also why they have so much success. They don't get frustrated easily. They miss, they lose a point, they go to the next one.
Serve and volley from Alcaraz. Cushing's over. He has such a lovely touch.
Great half volley with a little jump, you know, to go with it, to put it just over the net. And that does the job. 2-1 for Alcaraz as he puts his ice towel around the neck.
It is one of those days when that is needed. Early break for Goff and Siniakova against Dolaheide and Kravchuk. And we have more champions. The wheelchair boys doubles champions for 2024. This the first year where we've had the junior competition in the wheelchair competition. And it's gone the way of Harris and Toucher, who've beaten Hill and Van Riet. So congratulations to Ruben Harris and Maximilian Toucher, who are the champions. And Maximilian Toucher does the double, singles and doubles, in the junior wheelchair competition. So congratulations to them. And next on court, we'll have the final of the wheelchair girls doubles. So all happening. 7-5, 6-4 their score. And that is Alcaraz having a little chat with Team Alcaraz. He's up the same end, so they can have a little chat. Keep getting in touch with us. Lovely to hear what you're doing on this Friday afternoon. Colin in Boston. I'm a huge Alcaraz fan, but I do admire Sinner. I'm really hoping his health holds, because this one is going to be epic. Could well be. Sinner serves down the tee. The spinning backhand sits up and the backhand plays through the middle of the court. Oh dear, got that all wrong, Alcaraz.
Yeah. Not very happy with that last forehand, and we understand why. That was not a good job. Didn't hit it well. Framed it. Missed it. And 15 love, Yannick Sinner.
meeting at Indian Wells went the distance. Alcaraz turning it around to come from a set down. He said it was a very special week because he wasn't feeling confident at all. And he had his uncle there as well. And the team around him really helped him. And he said it made it a very special win. He would beat Sinner in the semi-final and beat Daniil Medvedev in the final. The only other final they met at, if they were to... The only final they met at as an UMAG, the clay meeting in Croatia, which Sinner won in 2022. There's been a raft of semi-finals. The last four meetings, five if you include today, have been at the semi-final stage.
6 days for Sinner, as he's up now, fall in love.
Sinner serves down the tee, it's slapped back and it catches a slither of the line. There's still work to do for Sinner in the fourth game of this fourth set, leading by 2-1, looking for his first Roland Garros final and his second Grand Slam final, following on from his triumph in Australia at the start of the year. What a year it's been. Just two defeats so far for Jannik Sinner. The forehand is placed back and cross court. A little bit more zip on it from Sinner. He gets the error and he holds to 15 for 2-2.
Great job from Jannik Sinner, looking a bit better than 20 minutes ago, would say. 2 hours and 44 minutes of match. We have a question from Jody. Do you think that Paolini should have foregone the doubles to rest for tomorrow's final? She spent a ton of time on court, and to play Iga, you have to be fresh to have any chance. Well, that's right, you have to be fresh, but I don't think that it takes too much out of Paolini, so it's good to, you know, to keep the rhythm, the doubles.
And to stay distracted. Instead of focusing on the final tomorrow, she's out there with a good friend, she's playing doubles. Forehand cross court on the angle, the stretch from Alcaraz. Sinner should put it away, and he does. Backhand cross court off the short ball.
Great preamp from Jannik Sinner. He saw that that forehand cross court was going to do the job. He saw that short ball and then came into the box to put away that backhand. And Alcaraz starts to be a bit worried.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
As he looks over his box.
Serves out wide. Backhand cross court. Inside out.
Yeah. Ooh, that's out.
Goes Alcaraz and just missing Sinner. He takes a couple of steps in to look at the mark. Wow. Yeah. That would have put the cat among the pigeons if he'd gone love 30.
What is that expression? To put the cat over the pigeons?
Cat among the pigeons. Because if you put a cat among the pigeons, sort of chaos breaks out, doesn't it?
I didn't know. I loved it.
Just cause chaos. That would sort of sent Alcaraz into a bit of a spin. As it is, it's 2-all, 15-all. Misses down the tee, adjusts the sleeve on his arm. White sleeve that's protecting, nursing, looking after, comforting the right arm injury. Forehand cross court. There's the spinny of this is Alcaraz you're hearing every time he hits the ball. Backhand cross court. Sinner backhand cross court looking to bring up a little opening. A lofted ball from Sinner. And then the inside out from Alcaraz. The backhand cross court too deep from the Italian.
No. Bad miss from Sinner. It was not in danger on that last backhand, but went for a bit too long, and 30-15 for Alcaraz.
hours 47 on the match clock. Alcaraz clips the top of the net and drifts into the ball girl's hands, who doesn't really need to move from her position beside the umpire's chair. Sinner onto the baseline, inside the baseline, takes it early with the back and then scampers behind the baseline and slaps the forehand cross court. It's an easy volley for Alcaraz, who raises the right fist aloft towards his box as he moves to game points.
Carlos, huh? They're saying a bit more.
They want a five setter.
Yeah. Carlos does too.
It'd be interesting as the ace is out wide and he closed out the game for 3-2. Should it get to a fifth and deciding set, which way the crowd, because they've been supporting the underdog to keep it sort of flip-flopping from one to the other, but they would have to nail their colours to a mast, to a particular flag,
yeah,
should it get to a fifth set.
But I don't think if we get to a fifth set, it wouldn't look good for Jannik Sinner.
Do you not think? I still think it's so close between them.
Oh, it is, but I mean, Alcaraz doesn't look tired at all.
No.
We have seen some signs of fatigue in Jannik Sinner's body.
But despite that, he was able to close out
the
set.
Yeah, that's true. It's
so hard to call. This is what makes this such a wonderful rivalry. We might not currently have an epic on our hands in terms of the quality and the style of play, but we've seen flashes and we've seen the topsy-turvy of the nature of this friendship and rivalry. Still, nothing to choose between the two. Sinner has the edge in sets, but is now serving at 2-3 in the fourth. Two hours, 49 minutes on the match clock.
We have a good morning from Illinois, from Zachary. Hi, folks. Grateful for your coverage while meal prepping some potatoes in my kitchen. Pleased as punch to see this matchup in tennis. Bravo for your coverage. Go, Yannick. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Zach. You see, he's prepping potatoes.
Yeah.
2-3. Sinner serves out wide. Oh dear.
Yeah.
The forehand spun and it kept on spinning and it kept on going.
Alcaraz shows a lot of signs. Usually he doesn't show as much frustration as he does. That says a lot about about what this match means for this player.
Oh, his sort of outburst in the first set was very un-Alcaraz-like.
Yeah.
It's like a monologue.
Exactly.
Serve kicks up the backhand cross court and deep, and inside out goes Sinner. And Sinner now double-handed backhand.
Yeah.
And new Alcaraz had drawn the error, 15-all.
When the Alcaraz hit the ball, we felt like that was a heavy one. So it's not a surprise that we see Sinner a bit rushed by that last backhand. Great shot from the Spanish, 15-all.
Serve out wide, down the line, through the middle of the court with the backhand. Sinner steps into his backhand, cross court to the backhand. A little bit more of an angle from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the backhand pushes it down the line. Oh, lofted ball up from Sinner. Alcaraz will watch it. He's going to bounce, smash it, and he nets! I think he saw Alcaraz coming into his line of sight. Oof. That would have been 15-30.
Yeah. Would have put the cat among the pigeons.
Like it. Like it. You're going to be using it with your friends and they're going to be looking at you going,
Ça va mettre le chat parmi les pigeons.
They'll say, Anton, you've hung around with those English people a little bit too much. 2-3.
Oh mon Dieu, il pleut des chats et des chiens.
2-15. Well, thank gosh, it's not doing that anymore. No. It wasn't the first week. Yeah. Short ball, cuts up, drop shot, Alcaraz redrops.
Yeah. He can raise his little right finger because that was just amazing how he was able to put that drop shot cross court after a great play from Jannik Sinner, we must say, but great run from Alcaraz, great slide towards the net, and then he was able to mask it until the end, and he played a counter drop shot cross court, perfectly played, 30 all. That gets the crowd going.
Now we get the cries of Carlos. They want the break. They want him to have the full set. They want it to go to a decider. Sinner aces, silences the Carlos fans, looks up to his box. And he has a game point for 3-3 in the full set, leading by 2-1.
Come on, we want that atmosphere to get up in the intensity, you know, and we want to feel the energy in the air, the tension.
Game point for 3-3. Sinner serves, cuts it back, drop back, block back, inside in. Lofted up from Alcaraz. Sinner will let it bounce. He should deal with this.
Yeah,
and he does.
Great job.
Point, game, 3-3, fourth set.
I loved how Sinner was very careful with that overhead after the bounce, you know. He waited, he did a good job on the footwork. He really prepared his body to hit the perfect shot. Down the line, deuce, 3-3. And Darren Cahill gets excited.
Misserved down the tee from the Spaniard. A little look up to his box from Sinner. He's just below them. Served down the tee from Alcaraz. Backhand through the middle of the court. The off backhand from Alcaraz. Switched cross court. The forehand. Sinner comes in. Goes down the line. He's at the net. He plays the volley. The volley sits up. Can Alcaraz pass him? Yes, he can! Sinner chose one way. The ball went the other. 15 love. Five minutes shy of 3 hours. 3-3, 15 love for a place in Sunday's final. Kicks up off the edge, drop shot. Oh my word! The disguise, the touch, the feel is second to none.
Yeah. We barely heard the noise of the ball in the racket, you know, as he just caressed the ball. Great execution, 30 love. Carlos is in the fight. The crowd is in the fight as well.
Yeah, they're being told to shush. Serve clips the net as it goes down the tee. Gets another first serve. Miss serve down the tee. Wide forehand snap back to the forehand down the line. Alcaraz comes in, cuts. Oh, he's trying to be too cute, trying to just drop it over. Yeah. He saw the onrushing Sinner and he misses.
He didn't know he had a doubt if the ball was going to stay in on that passing shot, but I think he would have stayed. So it was the right choice to hit that volley. Probably not the right choice to play it here. Maybe something easier, but of course when you have Alcaraz's hands, you wanna try difficult stuff. Great return from Sinner down the line.
Squash shot from Alcaraz, cross court from Sinner.
Oh my
word! The pass from Carlos Alcaraz. Absolutely stunning.
And of course it gets the people going. I mean, that was, he was on the defense, on the stretch, on the right part of the court, and then he just let that arm go through the ball, and that was just a rocket down the line as he points his ear, you know, to listen to the crowd chanting his name.
Fault down the tee. Game points for 4-3. Alcaraz serves down the tee. The backhand is deep, and Alcaraz steps back into an off forehand that stops short, and he hits the forehand more through the center of the court. Inside in goes Sinner. Sinner with the forehand. He's just crunching his balls. He overhits. It's the point of the game for Carlos Alcaraz, who roars towards his box because he has the edge. They are on serve. No breaks to speak of so far in this fourth set, but he edges ahead, nose in front, 4-3, fourth set, but Sinner by 2-1.
And we can sense the electricity at the end of that first set, that fourth set.
Red Pill says putting the RV back up to Asheville and listening to the best radio on the internet. John says, fascinating match. In other news, I'm getting loads of laundry done today. Amazing. So do we have a Mexican wave going round? Yes, we do.
They're not very organized right now, but it's getting there.
You're giving it a go.
Yeah.
Barbara says, thank you for bringing commentary and tennis to our homes. Feel like I'm inside the stadium. If you feel like you're inside the stadium, you have to suddenly stand up like you're part of a Mexican wave.
Be careful. That's going to be our turn.
Is it going to come round again?
I don't think so. Both players are ready.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, no, it's coming.
Coming. And it stopped. Oh,
I don't.
Antoine went out anyway. There we go. He gave it a go. Stretch from Alcaraz. First point of game number 8 to the Italian. Looking to be the first Italian man to reach the Roland Garros final since Adriano Panatta in 1973.
Under the eyes of both French players, Arnaud Clément and Mansour Bahrami, two legends.
Three, four, 15, love. Wayward on the first serve. Goff and Siniakov 5-2 over Dollarhide and Kravchuk in the women's doubles semi-final. Paolini and Irani already booked their place. Backhand cross court to the inside and big slap forehand from Sinu. Slaps the forehand down the other wing. He lets rip with the forehand.
Yannick Sinner doesn't look as bad as in the third set, you know, physically. I think he recovered a little bit, which is good for the show. In the packed Philippe Chatrier, there's not one seat empty.
Serve out wide, 30 love Sinner. Sinner places it short through the middle of the court. Sinner goes drop shot. Oh, that's lovely. Oof. That is a delight from Yannick Sinner.
The level of both players has raised up. And we know that that's the mark of the two champions, that you're able to play at your best when it matters the most. When we arrive towards the end of this fourth set,
game points for 4-4. Alcaraz comes in, takes it early with the forehand. He slaps it back and he misses. Yeah. And that is a love hold for Jannik Sinner, four games all. Now the meaty part, the business end of the fourth set. There is no room for error because errors will be punished.
Yeah, the pressure was on Jannik Sinner. Now he's off. He made his service game. Now it's on the shoulders of Carlos Alcaraz as he changes his racket. Jannik Sinner is also at his bench, wiping his face. The umpire talked to the organization. Maybe they asked for the physio again for Jannik Sinner.
A new racket has been placed beside the Sinner bench. For all, Alcaraz serving. Slap back forehand off the shoelaces, up line from Alcaraz. Alcaraz, the one-handed floated slice backhand. Double-hander now from Alcaraz. The double-hander from Sinner. Inside in, whips.
Well played.
Carlos Alcaraz, too hot to handle for Sinner. Alcaraz ready. Over 3 hours now on court. 3 hours and 3 minutes. Still our second semi-final to come.
Ooh.
Double faults for Carlos Alcaraz.
The sevens for the Spanish. Well, he knows when he has a second serve, you know, that Jannik Sinner is going to attack it, to aggress it, so that puts extra pressure.
Serve into the body, the backhand, off backhand, down the line goes Alcaraz, high ball, Alcaraz let it bounce, it will land in, he'll hit a heavy forehand into the corner, the forehand cross court from Sinner forward, down the line winner from the Spaniard.
It's been, in this point, the forehand side has been a rocket launcher. Cross court, down the line, he can hit every target with that shot. He has one of the best forehand of the world, of course. He can turn around to his box and be very happy about it. 30-15.
Serves out wide, a very deep serve. He goes drop shot. Here comes Sinner, who reads. He goes cross court. The pickup from Alcaraz. The pickup from Sinner. The volley from Alcaraz wins in the point.
And we are watching two gladiators going at it right now. It's just amazing. Sinner running everywhere. Alcaraz has been able to counterattack that forehand, and then he comes to the net and finishes behind the Italian. 40-15. Two game points to be up 5-4 for Carlos.
Spaniard is ready. Hits the top of the net, swivels round, takes another ball, gets another first serve. Crowd trying to contain themselves, finding it difficult. There's something, I think someone's in trouble here.
Yep,
someone actually just below our commentary box is indeed in trouble, which is why the player's been halted.
There is
a gentleman in
trouble. Someone fainted.
Yeah, and so the stewards are coming to attend to the gentleman. It is a very hot day out there. You've seen the players with the ice towels, and it's hot in the stands as you're watching.
It's the first.
And they're just cushioning the gentleman's head while they await some medical attention to reach them in the stands. So the players will head back to their benches.
Alcaraz, first days of heat, trying to get some air to the gentleman.
They've just laid him down on the floor.
Yeah.
With a jacket under his head.
Yeah. There is a...
Alcaraz is saying, should we get them some water?
It's okay, they have water. Security is coming. We know that there is a health team, of course, here in the French. They're in the corridors of the Coffee Pietrier. They should arrive shortly.
Yes, Alcaraz just chatting with Averaz Draguimore, but as Antoine said, they do have water. They're waiting for the emergency team to make their way up. It's just below our commentary box, so it's the opposite end to the presidential tribune. And they're just stabilizing the gentleman. They're saying he's good. Okay, well, that's the call from the crowd, as they're saying he's good. So the players will head back into position. The gentleman is still lying on the ground, but they're saying he is conscious.
Yeah, he is.
And they're saying he's good. And I think they've...
They are going to be able to play with... there's a little, you know, group of person around the gentleman, so...
They've almost... People in the crowd were signaling to the players that they could play on.
Yeah, and they put his legs up. So, are they going to keep playing, or the chair umpire is asking both players if they want to continue to play or wait for the incident to end? But the
Alcaraz is giving his thumbs up to the inter. Here come the medical team.
Yeah, the medical team is here.
Arrived.
So
and they're being asked if they will play on through this, and I think they're going to play on through this, as the medical team arrive to assist the gentleman. And the serve down the tee, and the off backhand back, and the forehand up the line, and the backhand through the middle of the court, and the forehand is netted by Carlos Alcaraz, who is now at 40-30, 4-all, fourth set, trailing Jannik Sinner by 2-1.
We are in the money time, Gigi.
Game point. Serve out wide. The backhand cross court. Inside in goes Alcaraz. He nearly slid past the shot.
Oh, that's
he regains himself, and that is a mistake from Jannik Sinner. And that is a hold, and 5-4. So when they resume, as the medical team continue to attend the gentleman below us, it will be Jannik Sinner who is serving to stay in the fourth set on serve at 4-5. Third medical personnel has come to assist, and a fourth. And a fifth. The gentleman is made comfortable on the floor, on the aisle of the seats. We do wish him well. Players have the umbrellas over their heads. Carlos Alcaraz has an ice towel round his neck. Jannik Sinner does not. Played for 3 hours and 10 minutes. The gentleman is being helped now from his seat down the stairwell, leaning.
Yeah, he's walking.
On the medical personnel. He's being helped from his seat and down through the stairs. So we wish him a full and speedy recovery.
Yeah.
As the players retake their place on court, and Jannik Sinner is serving to stay in the fourth set.
Yeah. That's an important game for the Italian.
First serve into the net. Serve out wide, forehand crunches, clips top of the net. He resets himself, Sinner. The off forehand from
Almost
Alcaraz.
Fell.
He didn't know whether to come forward or back. He was caught a little bit in no man's land. He went backwards, didn't make the right decision, and the ball shot past him by Sinner.
Not very happy about the quality of the court. Carlos Alcaraz complaining about the fact that it's very slippery. We heard as well Novak Djokovic talked a little bit about that. We are towards the end of the set, so the court hasn't been done since, you know, like 9 games, maybe 40, 45 minutes. So maybe that explains why. 15 love.
Serve into the body. That will go long, and it will be 30 love for Jannik Sinner.
Yeah. Great, great intention, great choice by the Italian, you know, to surprise the Spanish. Good body serve, 30 love.
Miss serve down the tee, down the center line.
No more cramps on the arm, huh?
Nope, seems to have got through that. Serve down the tee, the stretch in the backhand just lent into that. Alcaraz, as he slices and floats the backhand over, the backhand pushed up the line, the lob is up from Alcaraz.
Oh,
it's good. Sinner flicks it back, is into the back of the court, the cushion volley over, and Alcaraz wins the point.
What Alcaraz has been able to do on that point, just amazing. He slid on the right side, was able to make that lob with a little bit of spin in it, that just kept the ball inside. And then Jannik Sinner ran to that lob, managed to get the ball back, and then Alcaraz was at the net to finish the point. 30-15. Amazing efforts from both players.
4-5, 30-15. Serve out wide. Alcaraz double-handed back and into the body of Sinner. Had to duck out the way of that great depth from Sinner. They're going backhand to backhand cross court. Drop shot from Alcaraz. Here comes Sinner. He pushes it down the line. The flick up by Alcaraz. The ball will sit in the mid-court. Should finish it off Sinner. Oh, he's missed it! He's missed it! Would you believe it? Mid-court, high ball, misses it. How costly could that prove to be? Because it's now 4-5, 30-all. Wow.
I'm trying to gather my thoughts. You're right, that's a big miss, and that may be more like important than it seems, because it would have been 40-15, 2 game points, and now it's 30-all, and there's a bit of danger right here.
That's your.
And the second serve, two hit.
Alcaraz doesn't come forward. No,
oh,
he does.
A little
yes,
bit.
He does.
No,
he
doesn't.
No, he's decided back is where the heart
with us.
Is.
He's playing with us.
Serve down the tee. He runs round and spins the forehand through the middle of the court. The backhand cross court from Sinner, looking to bring up a set point. Alcaraz, backhand down the line. The squash shot has missed from Jannik Sinner. And it is set point to Carlos Alcaraz.
And some spectators start to stand up. They do want a fifth set. They do want some fight. That's a set point, 34. And Juan Carlos Ferrero looks as calm as he always does. All right, what are you going to see? Maybe a kick serve wide.
Set point.
No.
Ooh, he was looking to serve and volley.
Yeah.
But he misses the first serve out wide. Alcaraz, what are you going to do? Forward, back, back.
Back.
Back and back.
He's going to put the ball in play, make the Italian play.
Serve kicks up the backhand, spins in, inside in from Sinner. Set point to Alcaraz. The angle, the Sinner, the slap forehand. Cross court for the winner. And Carlos Alcaraz is taking us the distance. 3 hours and 16 minutes of play. And it will be one set to decide who will take their place in Sunday's final. 6-4. Alcaraz takes it. And while the court is cleaned and the players take a break, we're going to hear from your second finalist tomorrow. A short while ago, we heard from Jasmine Paolini. Now the time of the two-time defending champion, Iga Świątek.
I don't think there's like one specific thing, but I think I was, you know, pretty intense and putting pressure on Coco. And even though I got broken at the beginning of the second set, I knew that I can come back quickly, and I got my level of intensity a little bit higher to do that. And I think most of things overall in my game worked today, so I'm proud of myself.
From outside, I mean, I know it's not, but we're going to say business as usual. You guys are taking a new Roland Garros final, but from your perspective, are you ever getting used to it? Does it still feel like it's normal? I just belong there, or is it still a bit, you know, spicy to get there?
I think, you know, after the tournament, usually it hits me, you know, usually what I achieved. But during, I feel like I just need to play, you know, another match. So yeah, but sometimes, yeah, it's hard not to see, you know, what's at